Section 9. Room 7. Pontoon Bridges on the Po. In this room stands a model of a section of the pontoon bridge which opened in 1893, linking San Benedetto Po to Bagnolo San Vito. Suitably modified, it remained in operation until the 1960s. It allows us to understand how a series of enormous boats, barges, which were at one time made from wood and later from heavy concrete, could be kept still on a current as strong as that of the Po and its tributaries. These floating bridges were marvels of hydraulic engineering. The boats, thanks to their large hollow shape, were able to float despite being made from heavy concrete, and even when subjected to the dynamic loads of the vehicles which travelled on the bridge deck. The anchoring system consisted of a chain of brignole, bulks, such as those seen here on the walls, linked to barges at the bow and stern, and to heavy crushed stone or concrete ballast blocks on the bottom. The opposite banks were then connected with a band of thick wooden planks, laid on beams that rested on the long series of boats, and which were also hinged together in such a way that they could adapt to the undulations of the bridge. To allow the vessels to pass through, a central portion could be detached from time to time, and could also be used as a raft to ferry goods. When there were severe floods, the bridge was divided into two segments and moved near to the banks to prevent damage. During droughts, however, maintenance was carried out on the boats out of the water, keeping them wet and re-caulking where necessary to waterproof the wooden hull, creating a joint between the planking able to hold the water and stand the test of time. All these tasks were assigned to the pontoniers, who usually lived day and night in a cabin located on one of the boats that made up the bridge itself, ready to deal with any sudden floods.